It's the Brouhaha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
It is Brouhaha. Coming up, Taylor Swift will be in the studio. And who else we got? Oh, yeah. And then we have
Paul McCartney.
Mike's grandfather from England, who's going to talk about the DeWald family jewels. Okay. Brouhaha featuring today an event called Petaluma Drinks. And as I've been saying all day, I had no idea. The Petaluma Drink. Mark, did you? Oh, you live there. That's why you moved there.
I told you I moved there. That's why I moved there.
Well, apparently they do. It's the first annual tasting event coming up June 2nd and 3rd. It's called Petaluma Drinks. Aaron Elizabeth Hines is with us.
Oh, over
that's
here.
You, of course.
Yeah.
Good to
We've
see you again.
Before. I guess I served too many cocktails last time.
Well, we get 50 people through here every month, and I just sometimes I know, but I did recognize you. Well, and Herlinda, introduce everyone else, and this is Mark Carpenter, if you haven't met him yet, from Anchor. Go ahead.
This is Lorraine Barber from Barber Cellars, and she's the organizer of this new, possibly my new favorite, even though it hasn't happened yet, event, Petaluma Drinks for 2018. It's for Petaluma's first annual tasting event, June 2nd and 3rd,
yes.
Coming up, and I'm pretty freaked. I remember you telling me about this months ago, and now here it is.
Yeah, it's we're right around the corner.
All right, so the genesis of this, I mean, it makes sense, and certainly I joke, but Petaluma, as we know, does drink.
It does.
Okay, so give us the overview of the event.
Well, you know, we make wine. We have a tasting room in Petaluma, and we don't necessarily discriminate. We like all the alcohols. So we were thinking one day, how can we shine a spotlight on what is amazingly happening in Petaluma, which is a ton of craft production.
Oh, yeah. Petaluma is just amazing these days.
It really is.
I always say I would move there if I could stand the traffic, but now we've got the train, so I don't have to worry about that. But nonetheless, okay.
So the event's going to happen over the course of the whole weekend. The ticket gets you both days. So you don't have to rush through. There's a lot of producers of beer and wine and spirit and cider and bitters and aperitif and anything that's fermented.
Yeah, so it's like Sonoma Port Works. There's some new ciders I hadn't heard about these companies. There's the different wineries. 101 North Brewery, Hen House Brewery has their new brewery in back again in Petaluma as well. Lagunitas is part of it. And our own Willoughby's, our sponsor, at their bottle shop is going to be having a couple wineries pouring there as well. So that's pretty much encompassing with everything that we like to do here as well. And then we have Aaron Hines, who actually is a mixologist over at Spirit Works Distillery, but she also manufactures my favorite bitters, Bitter Girl Bitters, although she's always really sweet. You don't seem bitter.
No, only when it gets late at night and still bartending.
I've always loved bitters. Tell everyone about bitters.
So bitters are a concentrated flavoring additive. We like to say kind of like a bartender's salt and pepper. Just that little something extra that can really change a cocktail into something more.
And it's good for your stomach, too.
It is. Absolutely. Yeah. It started out as a medicinal purpose. And I think, as most booze did, developed into something much more fun. But can always revert back to being medicinal.
Bitter Girl Bitters. How long have you been doing this?
Gosh, over 5 years now.
Really?
Which is kind of crazy that it's been that long. It's been going great, though. This year so far has been my best start, which is awesome.
Bottle Barn has them, and so does Willoughby's as well. It's awesome. They're always on my bar cart. But I wanted to bring up something that Lorraine said earlier and asked Mark about this. So one day we were like, you know, so even, you know, vodka and spirits and things like that are actually brewing. And like Lorraine said, you know, all spirits start as beer. And Mark not only did the beers at Anchor, you started the distilling program too.
Correct.
Doing spirits.
Yeah, when we started distilling in the early 90s. And it's just an extension of beer. You can't make whiskey without beer, and so that's it. And it's just an easier way to transport it.
So, Aaron, are you doing just bitters, or no, are you distilling?
Just bitters.
Just bitters.
But she works at Spirit Works, too.
But I work at Spirit
Works,
right.
too. That's right.
Yeah, which, you know, is my side, my other job, my main job, but then bitters is my other main job.
But you're going to be doing something at a Petaluma distillery for this event.
Yep, I'm going to be at Stillwater, so I'll be pouring my bitters there. Unfortunately, I won't have a full bar where I'll be making cocktails, but you'll be able to taste the bitters and purchase them and take them home with the recipe cards and make the cocktails once you're safely at your house.
Wow.
So with this tasting, you must give out a map that's going to take
yes.
you all over.
Oh, absolutely. But it is very much choose your own adventure. We are not dictating your fun.
Yeah. So you get like a wristband.
You get a wristband. You get a bag of goodies when you check in, and then you get a map, and then we
and
send you on your merry way. Yep.
That should be great.
Yeah.
You go at your own pace.
You go at your own pace. If you don't like cider, you don't have to go to the cider producers. If you don't like wine, you know, there's other options for you. So,
no, I think you have to go whether you like it or not.
Next year, we'll enforce that.
Yeah. How many are there in this event?
There are 26 producers.
How much are the tickets?
The tickets are $65, and 20% of the ticket goes to two local Petaluma charities.
Oh, which ones?
COTS, our homeless
good
shelter.
Good one.
And
Petaluma
Animal Services.
Love them,
What's
too.
In this Dixie cup?
That is vodka, sparkling water, and my rose bitters. So rose petals, lavender, hibiscus. The rose and lavender come from my garden. So
the nose
homegrown.
On this is amazing.
Yeah.
I can tell the hibiscus.
Yeah, and a lot of the essence of cocktails is in the nose, which is where bitters really plays a significant role in a cocktail.
And
wow.
I think Mark just
this
poured
is delicious.
Some hen house spirit.
And Mark
as well.
Will be, Mark Carpenter will be riding one of his horses into
to all 26
downtown
spots.
Petaluma. Yeah.
Can you
I think we can make
horse?
That work.
Yeah.
It's June 2nd and 3rd. Coming up, Petaluma's first annual tasting event, Petaluma Drinks, petalumadrinks.com. Okay, and I don't know, give us some more info on what you guys are going to be doing on those 2 days.
Well, there's going to be some of the locations are going to have music. Some of the locations will have, you know.
So it's all over town.
Food?
It's all over town. Yeah, part of your ticket gets you a food item at The Block, which is our local food truck park. So lots of variety there, something for everybody. It's all over. It's not at one specific location. You get to go to where the producers are, to the vineyards,
to the
breweries.
So how far out of Petaluma will that carry you?
Petaluma's pretty big.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's hubs for sure.
Yeah.
You know, there's places downtown, there's Scott Street. But yeah, you can go out. The wineries obviously are a little bit further out.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be a long horse ride for you.
Yeah.
No, it's okay. That'll be fun. So, especially just you know, to get out in the countryside and give you a chance to sober up between visits.
Sure. Yeah. It's you know it's going to be nice and easy tastings everywhere. You can plan it out. We wanted it to be a weekend where you spend the whole weekend in Petaluma, see what else makes our town amazing. So.
It is an amazing town. I love Petaluma.
One day where, you know, you just kind of hit the hubs in downtown, and then the next day you can go out to the places that are further out.
Or not mix, because spirits, beer, cider, wine could make for a really rough day the next day. So if you pace yourself and just do, like, beer and wine one day.
Yeah, and Mark Carpenter will be having horse rides to get you, to get you.
I need a horse cart, you know.
There you go.
For people who want to get on the wagon.
PetalumaDrinks.com. It's the first annual event, June 2nd and 3rd. And now, you and your husband have a winery.
Yeah, Barber Cellars.
Barber Cellars, yeah.
We do Sonoma County only wines. Everything is single vineyard.
Aren't you guys distilling too?
Yes.
Okay. Not there.
We'll talk about that next year.
Okay.
It's all right. We have all the juice in the world with everyone involved who could hassle you. So just leave her alone, people. This is Jackson talking.
What I brought today is a few of our wines, and you're enjoying right now our 2017 stainless steel Chardonnay.
Stainless steel Chardonnay. Okay. Yeah. 2017.
2017.
Wow.
Yeah.
I would have thought maybe 2016. This is really good.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a Petaluma Gap vineyard, in a little volcanic valley. And it's very mineral driven and refreshing and fun and light and a little different for Chardonnay.
It is. It's unique.
Rooms, the old Petaluma Hotel.
Yes.
Oh yeah, right.
Yeah.
You have a rosé.
I do. I'd love
it's a rosé of Syrah.
Yes. It's 100% Syrah.
Yep. The Sonoma County Grape Growers, Carissa Cruz, they're building us a customized Lazy Susan, a wooden Lazy Susan, so we don't have to. Oh, in our new studio, it's a tough. Okay, tell me about this rosé.
So this is 100% Syrah. Syrah is a little unusual to do a rosé out of, but 100%. we named it Kitten with a Whip. and everyone always wonders why, and it's because of the varietal, because of the Syrah, because it starts with strawberry and it finishes with pepper. Mm. So that's the kitten and that's the whip.
We were just in here with somebody yesterday talking about, it was our Wine Wednesday, California Wine Country show, and there was some, we were discussing the pepper finish or the pepper on the palate of some great wines, and I'm a big fan. And what you just said is correct. Mm. It finishes with some pepper, which I love.
Yeah.
This is really good.
And great with spicy. Yeah. Yeah. Because of the pepper.
A Syrah Rosé.
Yeah.
Now it is the Drive Hop Monk Brouhaha, brought to you in part by Willoughby's in Petaluma and Santa Rosa. We're talking about the first annual tasting event in Petaluma, June 2nd and 3rd. It's called Petaluma Drinks. And we thank Natalie Chalurzo, another Drive Hall of Famer from Russian River Brewing, for coming in and talking to us. And Mark Carpenter, of course, originally from Anchor in 1971.
And I'm retired. Enjoying a couple of great beers from Petaluma.
Pray tell.
Are
Pray
part
tell.
Of the tasting. We've got an Imperial Stout from 101 North. It's a fabulous brew. And also the Hen House Oyster Stout.
Now, see, when you say oyster stout, as much as I love oysters, I start going, wait a minute.
You need to try this.
Yes, let me taste
this. Oh, it's good. We got a cup.
You won't do more than that.
Herlinda brought a bunch of Dixie cups, which is good. Okay, there you go. Ooh, okay, so talk to me about
why
the hen
house. Why they call it oyster stout.
Yeah.
I was hoping you wouldn't ask that. You know, in the past, oyster stouts are actually made with oysters. I don't know if these are. I shouldn't.
They are. That one is made with oysters.
Yes, and it, because the oysters would add food for the yeast and help it ferment quicker. And oysters were very inexpensive in England. You know, they were just very inexpensive food. So they'd toss them in the fermenters and really promote the fermentation. And it makes a nice stout.
I like this.
Yeah, it's not all the hoppiness that you may not want. It's just a great, lots of body, lots of roasted malt.
It says ale brewed with whole oysters.
Yes, yes.
I can kind of get some of that. Yep. God, yeah. All right, that's cool.
Yeah, and it's a grand old tradition. I mean, these days oysters are expensive, and so these guys are making a very expensive product. But traditionally in England, this would have been an incredibly cheap thing to make. And help the fermentation.
And you picked those up at Willoughby's, right?
Oh, absolutely. I've got them both at Willoughby's here in Santa Rosa, but I'm sure they have them in Petaluma. And, you know, I go in there and a couple of the guys know me, and right away they go, oh, what are you looking for? You know, and they're just a fabulous crew in there.
Well, they sent over a can of Revision for me, and today they're doing the new Revision Brewery, which is was named the number 7 new brewery in the world. Can release today, and they also have Waldo, the Lagunitas Waldo. You know, where's Waldo on tap today? Also for the next few days, and then they're doing an event with Old Republic Brewery next Friday, May 25th, and a Sip and Swing dance lesson event on May 21st with a dance lesson and drinking. So
that, dancing in the aisles,
right? I get better as I have a few.
Believe
dancing.
Me, I could never take a dance lesson unless I was drinking.
Well, then I think you should go down there.
Yeah, Willoughby's, folks.
They started
in Petaluma. Now they're in Santa Rosa on 3rd Street. What a great, and I know it's one of your favorite places.
One of my
places.
Favorites, yeah. It's a great place.
And they're part of the Petaluma Drinks event
they
as
are.
Well.
They are one of the locations, exactly. They're hosting 2 of the wineries.
Which wineries are they going to be hosting?
They're going to be hosting Black Knight Vineyards as well as Fogline. Fogland Vineyards.
Yeah, fabulous. So this is almost like, I called it a progressive party. They want to not have it be known as much of a party, more of a, what did you say?
Tasting. It's a tasting. You get to experience a little bit of everything.
And you guys have some discounts with like Petaluma Taxi or taxis and stuff?
Yes, we have on our website, petalumadrinks.com, there under the transportation page, there's discounts for local transportation.
Very cool.
Very smart.
Or you can, get a ride home on Mark's horse.
I won't discount it, though.
No.
You got to feed that horse.
That's it.
I'll tell you what. Bring oats.
There you go.
If you want to ride home.
We might cut you a deal.
Yeah, exactly. It's Petaluma Drinks, the first annual. It's June 2nd and 3rd. Are all over Petaluma. Go to petalumadrinks.com. Aaron?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm trying to get the names straight here. I'm sorry.
Well, Lorraine, this is your baby, idea, right?
Come get your tickets, drink for a good cause because it supports charities, and experience on a grander scale everything that we just had in the radio station.
Well, supporting cots and homelessness is a big deal right now.
All right, so it's Lorraine.
Lorraine Barber.
Okay. Oh, and Barber Wines. Is it Barber?
Barber Sellers.
BarberSellers.com?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Some nice wines.
Thanks.
I like that rosé. The Shard is killer, too.
That's going to be a fun event.
All right, guys. It's coming up June 2nd and 3rd in Petaluma, and we'll remind folks about this event because it's the first annual.
And Mike is counting down. I'm watching his fingers.
Petaluma Drinks. Oh, I got 2 cents.
Bye.
Good night, everybody.
Cheers.